Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. I pray that you are blessed, well, happy, and full of joy this morning. This morning I will be reading from Psalms 89:15-17. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied are the people who know the joyful sound, who understand and appreciate the spiritual blessings symbolized by the feasts. They walk, O Lord, in the light and favor of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all day, and in your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, their proud adornment, and by your favor our horn is exalted, and we walk with uplifted faces. Psalms 89:15-17. Favor. This week I just can't really let go of encouraging you to walk in truth, to speak life, to walk in the promises that God has for you. Knowing who you are in God brings favor. When this particular verse that I just read to you has walk twice, it says, who understand and appreciate the spiritual blessings symbolized by the feast, they walk, O Lord, in the light and favor of your countenance. You are the glory of their strength, their proud adornment, and by your favor our horn is exalted, and we walk with uplifted faces. We can't walk in doubt, walk in failure, walk in our past, our pain, stuff that's been done to us, stuff that we've done to ourselves. We have to walk exalted and know who we are with uplifted faces. We have to walk in God's truth in order to receive his favor. If you want his favor, you have to act like you are his child. Act like you know what belongs to you. Walk in the symbolizing of the feast that's already available to you. Walk in the favor that's already yours. You have to know like you know like you know what God has for you, and that nobody on this earth can take that away from you. You can't walk in bitterness. You can't walk in sadness. You can't walk in pain. You have to free yourself and let that go so that you can be blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied. I mean, as much as I know who I am in God and I walk in it, trust me, I know that there's a lot of people that don't like me, a lot of people that don't like my joy. They can't understand it, but it's not for them, so they envy it. The scripture says, happy, fortunate, to be envied. It's going to happen. That's a part of the world. It's been declared before we even got here, but that's not my worry, and that shouldn't be your worry. Your worry is who you are in God, walking with an uplift faith, walking knowing who you are in God, walking in favor, speaking truth over your life despite your situation, knowing that delay is not denial. Just because you didn't get something today or yesterday, it's coming. If God said it, it's yours, it's coming. And I'm a living witness. I can tell you that. I believe that despite what may happen, despite the delay, despite what the world might say, oh, she said she was going to get this or she was going to get that. Trust me, it's coming, because I've seen him do it over and over and over and over again. Walk with uplifted faces. Walk in the light and favor of your countenance, who is God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for waking us up today. We thank you, Lord God, for your favor. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to know that failure is not our portion. Favor is. We thank you, Lord God, for knowing that we are your children, Lord God, and that we will walk in the spiritual blessings that you allow us to walk in it. We will understand them, and we will appreciate them, Lord God. In your name, Lord God, we will rejoice all day. We will walk with uplifted faces. We won't frown up. We won't cry. We won't be in bitterness. But when people see us, they will see you, because our faces will be uplifted. We will have joy. We would have love just exuberant living from our bodies, Lord God. Lord God, let us be that today. Let us be the face of you to someone who doesn't understand you, don't know your words, don't know your walk, your grace, your mercy, your favor. Let us be that example today, Lord God. Fill in us, Lord God, the wisdom and understanding that we need so that we may be a have a rejoiceful spirit, Lord God, that will glorify and honor your name today, Lord God. Lord God, let us be proud to be your children, proud to show the gifts that you've given us. And that's the gift of favor, the gift of blessings, the gift of joy, the gift of peace, Lord God. Lord God, and if our bodies are weary, if our bodies are feeling worn, if there's sickness in our body that's keeping us, Lord God, heal us today, Lord God. Heal us like never before, Lord God, so that we may walk and speak your truth. If we're grieving this morning, Lord God, give us, Lord God, your comfort so that we may be able to stand, Lord God, and show who you are, Lord God, and know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Let us share that joy, Lord God. And, Lord God, if we are worried about our finances, Lord God, show us increase. Show us a plan, Lord God, to come out of our situation. Send us someone, Lord God, who can be a blessing to others, us, Lord God, so that we can in turn go and be a blessing to others, Lord God. Lord God, show us your favor like never before. Lord God, we stand on that today. We declare and decree it today, Lord God, the enemy doesn't have a chance over our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing because we are blessed, happy, fortunate to be envied in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. And we show praise throughout the day, just as the rooster is out there crowing, Lord God, making all that noise, but letting people know that I'm up again this morning. This is my morning. Let us crow. Let us make noise, a joyful noise, Lord God, today. Let us be who we are in you. Use our voices today, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Be blessed. Be joy. Be love. Be great. Make a joyful noise. I know y'all hear that rooster. Go back in here. Make that noise. Let your voice be heard. Let the God in you be heard today. Walk in failure and know that. Walk in favor. Excuse me. Walk in favor and know that failure is not an option. It is not an option. Failure is not your portion. Failure is not your portion. Failure is not your portion. Favor is. You are blessed. You are happy. You are fortunate. You are envied because of whose child you are. Know that. Receive that today. I love you. God bless you.